Welcome to More Than a Few Words, Marketing Conversation for Business Owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And if you're like me, you're cranking out the content and you're wishing you could get way more bang for every minute you put into it. Well, guess what? You can, if you're willing to enlist the aid of a little AI. And today, that's what we're going to talk about. I couldn't think of a better person to have this conversation with than Greg Wasserman. Greg is the head of growth, partnerships, and community for Cast Magic. He has 20 years working with brands, companies, agencies, and small businesses, and all of that makes him an incredibly valuable resource, a leading voice in the podcast industry, a jack of all trades, and someone who values connection. And he is all set to share insights on the power of content repurposing, saving valuable time, and expanding your business. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, pleasure to be here. I need to have you do my intro when I do a show. Wow, that was just amazing.
Well, it's a great bio, and it really does open up this conversation that we're going to have about making the most of every piece of content that you create and using AI to do it. So let's start with, I've got a little bit of content. I've got some blog posts. I have some videos. I post it on social media. What else should I be doing?
I believe you should be recording everything. So right now we're doing a podcast. Podcast becomes your media engine. But if you're like, I don't have a podcast, you probably have thoughts. So can't you just start recording those thoughts? Or you have meetings. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've always been in a meeting. I'm like, hold on, did someone write down what I just said? Like, I thought that was really good. Or you ask, then you're like, all right, Lorraine, like, what did I say? And you're like, I heard you, but I just don't remember what word for word. Like, so if you just get in the habit of start recording more of your conversations, forget the video, just start recording conversations, you can turn that in with the power of AI into so many resources. And that becomes the power that you've now got at your fingers, whether you're a small business, solopreneur, or you're just a large company. You can actually start thinking about, how do I leverage all these assets? Whether it's taking the quote that I said, or how do I turn that into a LinkedIn post? How do I consistently put out volume of content? Because that's what we know where everything is right now. From a brand building, you have to put out content. How do you do that? Start recording and it'll turn it into it for you.
I love that idea because I'm one of these people that thinks out loud. And so I say a lot of things and eventually something brilliant comes out of my mouth. And if I don't stop and capture it or write it down, well, it's gone until the third or fourth time I actually say it. And then I'm like, you know, I've been saying that a lot. I should probably write something about it. And then I have that blank sheet of paper. But in your world, I've got this transcript. Now what? What do I do with that transcript of that meeting conversation or podcast interview or just random thoughts while I'm walking down the street?
And that, I love that you said, like, what do I do? So what I end up finding most people struggle with is they're trying to get the answer of what do I do with this, as opposed to just doing it. And then once you have it, you can figure it out. So if you start thinking about, how do I just record? I mean, I love taking pictures, and we live in the digital age. And I'm like, I don't delete stuff. Why? Because you've got digital, like, you just always store it in the cloud. So why wouldn't I just record my conversations, record my meetings, record my sales calls, record my thoughts? Right. Worst case scenario, you delete it once you have it. Worst case is you never recorded it, so you've never got the ability to start using it. And now with the AI tools that are out there, love the company I'm with, but you're able to use others that you've got to, how do I think about whether I'm splicing this, as we talked about offline, like, you're going to take these and splice them into little segments. So if a person doesn't want to listen for 10 minutes, they got the little pieces of cut up. You're just thinking about, how do I take one piece of content and turn it into many? And then where do those pieces go from there? In the world we live in right now, it's a volume play. And so if you have to consistently post, like if you start posting just on LinkedIn or just on Twitter or just on Instagram, whatever your social platform is, just get in the habit. It's just working a muscle. And once you start getting that habit, it becomes really easy. And if you struggle, where do I get that content from? just start recording your thoughts, recording your meetings. Good content was going to come wherever you are. You just don't know it until you start recording it.
So I really want to unpack a little bit of what you just said, because there was a lot in there. And fortunately, I am getting a transcript of everything that we are talking about right now, so I can go back and capture it. But you said two things. Number one, right now, content is really a volume play. What do you mean? How does that work for business owners who aren't in the content business, but it's a sideline, it's a marketing thing for their core business?
Yeah, so the way I like to think about this is the way the algorithms work right now. Take any social platform you've got, right? As a solopreneur, it's word of mouth. The more people I can get talking about me, the better it is. Well, how do I get people talking about me? I'm consistently talking about things that are relevant for them and them engaging. I live on LinkedIn, so I post consistently every day on LinkedIn. I'm not looking at the numbers. I'm not looking at the engagements. I'm just looking at the fact that I'm consistently flexing a muscle so that I am being seen. Most people don't engage, but they look. You can always see in the back end, like my LinkedIn metrics, how thousands of people, but very little engagement. But then when I talk to a person, like, I love what you're doing. Great, you validate it. So if you are trying to get the validation through likes and engagements, don't. Just consistently post that content. So as a solopreneur, just get your brand out there. Just consistently post it, and that way people know who you are. The worst thing you want to be is like, I am trying to get leads, I'm trying to get business, but no one knows who I am because I'm not consistently posting. Just consistently post what would be relevant for the audience you're trying to target.
Absolutely. And then the other thing, you know, let's get down to very specifics. If you've got a great conversation that you just had, and maybe it was you turned it on and you just did an audio recording, but you've got that transcript, you can turn it into a blog post. You can turn it into a series of little quick clips, but you don't have to manually do that now, do you?
No, I mean, that's a great, the great tools of AI that are out there now. So whether you want to use one tool that clips it and turns it into these little short, turn into the text paste. So for the ones I work with, it's like, great. I can turn it into a LinkedIn post, a Twitter feed. I can turn it into five LinkedIn posts, literally just of one. I record my thoughts. I'm like, oh, I had a great idea. I mean, I love what you do on your podcast. Like, you record a 1 minute little thing. If I took that 1 minute thought, I could turn that into 20 pieces of assets and never have to record anything ever again. Or what I love from a small business standpoint, think about the questions that you want, that your audience is probably asking. Record yourself, video, no video, whatever, just record the answer to those. And then using a tool like AI, it is going to create all these assets of how do you turn that into a blog, an FAQ, a LinkedIn post, answers. So you've got consistently posting the answers for what your customers are already looking for. No brainer, easier said than done, because you've got AI tools that can do it for you now.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of research right now that Google is shifting their algorithm, that all the search platforms are shifting to what is called answer optimization. And it's really biasing and giving visibility to content that answers customers' questions. So as you said, you already know the questions. Go ahead, record your answers, and create great content out of it.
100%.
Is there a downside to any of this? Is there anything that I should be thinking about and keeping in the back of my head just so I don't get too far off track with my AI when I'm relying on AI to help me expand my content?
I love that you asked that question. And the answer is part of your previous answer about what Google's doing from an algorithm standpoint. You can't replicate you. So if I go into a tool like ChatGPT and ask it for answers, it is going to give me all this plethora of stuff. And it sounds like it's AI. The joys of other AI tools where it's leveraging just your voice, your brand, you can't replicate that. Like, I can go ahead and take your 1 minute conversation you had. Like, those are your thoughts, your voice, your ideas, your recording. And now I'm just asking, how do I take that and put it into, instead of writing 20 pieces of content, 20 LinkedIn posts, 20 Twitter threads, whatever, I'm like, great, just take this idea and do the writing for me. And then I have to just sit there and edit it. And now I've got not only the volume play, but my brand authentic voice that is being leveraged for answers.
I love that advice, because that is definitely what I tell everyone, is that start with what you've got and build on that. Long before AI, it was go back and rewrite it and cut it up and manually slice and dice it. And now you can rely on AI tools like Cast Magic, for example, that can help you do that. Greg, this has been such a nice conversation. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me on here, Lorraine.
This was so much fun. And if you have enjoyed today's conversation, if you want to know more about using AI, well, the first thing you want to do is you want to connect with Greg on LinkedIn. There will be a link in the show notes to his profile, as well as his company, Cast Magic, that can help you transform all that content you already have. Thanks again, Greg.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And if you're looking for other resources for your business, be sure to subscribe to More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to podcasts. Listen to two. They're short. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.